Episode 160, the Domestika Show. So I did a really cool thing and created an online course about Adobe Audition on the amazing learning platform Domestika. And in this episode, I am going to share a behind-the-scenes look at the entire process from start to finish. And you are listening to episode number 160 of Mike Murphy Unplugged. Learn, create, move forward. I am your host, Mike Murphy. I'm a one-man band, I'm a technology junkie, and I love helping people figure things out. And I am really excited to be here with you today. The goal of Mike Murphy Unplugged, it is to help you learn what you need to know in order to create online content so you can move forward in business and in life. So in this episode 160, I am going to share the details of my brand new class, which is called Introduction to Adobe Audition, and the experience that I had creating it with the online learning platform Domestika. So in the episode, I'm going to cover what is Domestika, what is the course that I created, so who is the class for, what will you learn, how can you take the course, how much does it cost? Then I will go into how I got started creating the class with Domestika, how did I make the course itself, and how is it going since the course launched. So what is Domestika, or who is Domestika? Well, Domestika is a multilingual learning platform that offers courses and workshops on a variety of creative topics such as design, illustration, photography, animation, and of course, audio. Domestika has been around for over 20 years and is one of the largest platforms for creative education in the world. So Domestika originated in Spain. They're also very popular in the Latin America countries, but they have over 8 million registered students and they're expanding internationally and they're really trying to make a presence in the United States. They are marketed to over 50 countries worldwide and subtitled in 8 different languages. So what is the course that I created? Well, the title of the course is Introduction to Adobe Audition. And Adobe Audition is what I am using to record this podcast right now. So what is Adobe Audition? Well, Adobe Audition is a digital audio workstation, also known as a DAW. It's a software application used for recording, editing, mixing, and mastering audio. It is part of the Adobe Creative Cloud bundle. It is used by podcasters, content creators, film and video editors, sound designers, musicians, and pretty much anyone working with audio. If you have ever heard of Pro Tools, Logic Pro, Reaper, Audacity, or GarageBand, well, Audition is similar in that they are all software applications used to record and edit audio files. So who is this class for? Well, it is a beginner class, but it's really for anybody who wants to start using Adobe Audition, whether it's for podcasting, making music, voiceovers, narrations, maybe you want to record an audiobook. So whether you are brand new to audio production in general, or even if you're a seasoned audio professional, if you want to learn how to use Adobe Audition from start to finish, this is the class for you. So my course is a basics course. And these are the best-selling classes on Domestika. They are intended for beginners, and they are broken down into mini courses with practice lessons at the end of each mini course. So what will you learn if you take my class, Introduction to Adobe Audition? Well, it's broken down into 5 mini courses, and it's start to finish. So course 1 is getting started with Adobe Audition. This is an overview and an interface tour. Course 2 is adding media and recording audio. So how do you get files into Audition and how do you actually record audio? Course 3 is editing. This is both in the waveform editor and the multi-track editor. So after you have recorded, how do you actually edit the audio? Course 4 is effects and processing. So how do you make your recorded audio sound good or add that sparkle to your recordings? And course 5 is exporting and saving projects. So you've recorded the audio, you've edited the audio, you've made the audio sound good with effects and processing. The last course shows you how to export the final audio so you can upload it to a podcast host or share your audio files online. So how can you take the course? Well, I thought you'd never ask. Well, if you go to mikemurphy.co/Domestika, that will take you to the course page on the Domestika website. I will put the link in the episode notes of this episode. And if you go to my website at mikemurphy.co, if you look in the navigation menu at the very top, you will see a link that says courses. If you click on that, that'll also take you to the page in Domestika. And finally, how much does the course cost? Well, it is normally $59.99, but it is currently 85% off. So it is only $9.99, which is quite a bargain if I do say so myself. So if you are interested in checking out the class or supporting me, please be sure to use the URL mikemurphy.co/Domestika, as I do make a higher commission if you use my personal link versus just going to Domestika and searching for the class. So how did I get started working with Domestika? How did it all begin? Well, in the summer of 2022, I received an email from Domestika that started off by saying that the Domestika curation team had been following my content for some time, flattery works, by the way, and wanted to know if I would be interested in teaching a course about Adobe Audition, since I had so many tutorials on my YouTube channel and my experience helping people launch podcasts. So I am cautious and skeptical by nature, but there was something about this email and opportunity that felt good right from the start. And I knew that if everything checked out, then I was on board for the ride. And spoiler alert, which should be obvious by now, but everything checked out and I signed the contract within 2 weeks of that initial email. My gut instinct was right. The Domestika experience from start to finish was top notch. So how did I actually make the course once I signed up and it was official? So I'm going to walk you through the start to finish process of how I created the course. But first, a little backstory or confession time, if you will. So for longtime listeners of this podcast, you have heard me talk about my struggle to finish online courses. Now, I love making tutorials, podcasts, writing how-to articles. I'm a creative tech nerd. I'm very proficient in video and audio production, all the tech. But for some reason, online courses have been my Achilles heel, my kryptonite, if you like, even though they were the main reason that I started my online business in 2015. I have countless folders on my hard drive with partially created classes, loads of course outlines and Apple Notes. They're all ready to go. But it has always been difficult for me to just block out the dedicated time needed, or so I told myself that was the excuse, to put together an entire course, even though I have over 1,100 tutorials on my YouTube channel right now. So when I received the email from Domestika, I knew it was a sign from the universe to stop making excuses and start making an online course that I could be proud of. So creating the class. Domestika instructors have 100% creative freedom to build the class in their own style and voice. The Domestika team is fully available to help and support and provide guidance and feedback, but the instructors have complete freedom when it comes to course creation, which is pretty awesome. One of the things I love most about Domestika was just how organized and streamlined their process was. From start to finish, it really seemed designed to set the instructors up for success while also making sure that a quality product was the end result. I can only describe it as a course production conveyor belt. And I just moved from one phase to the next and had a team behind me every step of the way, making sure that I had everything I needed and that everything I needed to be done got done. So here is the timeline for creating the course, just to give you an idea how it all went. So June 2022, I got the initial email from the acquisitions curation manager who is based in New York City. So first, I hopped on a Google Meet video call. This was just a meet and greet introductory call for me to learn about Domestika, to learn about what they had in mind. We talked about some different course ideas. And when I left that call, I felt very optimistic. It just felt like a good fit right from the start. I think initially they were thinking that this was going to be a podcast-related class just because of my experience in the podcast industry. But then when they realized that there was actually no audition class on the Domestika platform, well, then they decided that a basics course on Adobe Audition would probably be the best fit. And that was great with me. So within a few days of that initial call, I received a proposal, I got all of the details, I did my due diligence and research, and then I returned the signed contract. So time to move on to the next team, content management. The whole purpose of this call was to discuss the course structure, so how the Domestika Basics courses are laid out, and then it was up to me to come up with the actual course material. How do I want to structure this course, or how do I want to actually teach somebody how to use Adobe Audition from start to finish? I submitted the first draft outline about 2 to 3 days after the first call with the content manager. Then I just took out the red pen and just started ruthlessly editing my outline and tried to make it as tight as possible. The course structure review process took about 2 to 3 weeks. I finally got my course outline or structure approved by the Domestika team. So I left the content management team and I was on to my producer where I would start actually building the class. The pre-production phase or the building of the course happened between August and October 2022. So after doing a bunch of audio and video testing and learning the formatting specs, I had to go back and forth just to make sure that everything I was doing on my end was correct and was going to work. I was given the green light by the Domestika editing team to get started recording the individual lessons that would make up the entire class. So I made most of the class in my home studio in Old Naples, Florida, and I went in chronological order from start to finish, and I just worked my way until I got to the very end. All of the video lessons that I had to make at home were just screen recordings and voiceovers or narrations, so I did not have to be in front of the camera while I was recording these at home, which made the workflow much faster for me. And I also used ScreenFlow, which is what I used to make my tutorials, so I was very comfortable making the lessons for the class. Despite it being comfortable or in familiar territory, it was still a lot of work making all of the lessons. All in all, I made about 30 videos ranging from about 5 to 10 minutes long each over the course of about 6 weeks. As luck would have it, well, sort of, I finished recording the last lesson of the class about a day or two before Hurricane Ian destroyed the entire town of Naples, left me without power for about 10 days, so it was good timing for the class, not so good for the town of Naples. After about 2 weeks recovering in Naples after Hurricane Ian, I flew to the Domestika Studios in the Chelsea neighborhood of New York City the day before Halloween 2022. The studios were very impressive. They rolled out the red carpet for me and gave me the VIP treatment. It was pretty cool. And there I recorded the trailer, I recorded the intro and outro to every video that I had created at home. I did a full photo shoot, there was behind the scenes videos. They were basically creating all the content that would be given to the Domestika editing team to build the final course. The New York City team were awesome. They went out of their way to make me feel like a rock star. Now, despite being nervous, I don't like being the center of the attention, so I was a little bit out of my comfort zone, having all eyes on me, but I left New York City feeling proud, and it was really an incredible experience all around. I cannot say enough good things about the Domestika team and the process, and I'll be forever grateful. So the final stage, after the filming was over in New York City in early November, I then moved on to the teacher management team. And they would guide me through the last stretch, which was mostly preparing for the launch of the class. So during this time, I would spruce up my Domestika portfolio page and just make sure that everything on the website or the back end looked good so when students came to the class, they would want to take the class. I had several meetings with this team before the launch just to go over some strategies, best practices in order to make it the most successful launch possible. All in all, it took over 3 months from the time that I finished filming and doing everything in New York to the launch of the course, which was in early March of 2023. For about 2 weeks before the launch of the course, I started creating teaser videos on my social channels and YouTube. Launch day was on March 3rd, 2023, and then I was able to share the official course trailer and go all in self-promoting the class, which self-promotion is difficult for me. I really do not like watching my own stuff, but I know it's something that I have to do, so I am being a good sport about it. Out of respect for Domestika, I'm not going to go into the exact details of the financials, but I will say that I make a percentage of the sales. So the more people that sign up, the more money I can make from the class. So go sign up. And the commission is considerably higher when people sign up using my personal referral link. So if you plan to sign up or if you want to show support for me and the course, please promote the course, but use my personal referral link as it really does help. So it's only been a couple of weeks since the course launched. So at the time of this recording, I think there's about 250 students already enrolled. So if this was my own private class and I sold it on my own website and 250 people signed up, I would be elated. Now, the fact that there's 8 million people on Domestika, there's part of me that wishes there was more. But again, it's only been a few weeks, so I am being patient. With your help, we can even push it even further. So in closing, the experience creating a class on Domestika was all positive, and I hope I get the opportunity to create many more. I really cannot say how amazing everyone was. They were professional, friendly, helpful. They were all creative, talented. And for now, I just need to keep promoting the class and helping all of the students that are enrolled. So my ask of you, if you have ever thought about learning Adobe Audition, please go to mikemurphy.co/Domestika and sign up for the course. And if you are already an Adobe Audition master, or you really don't have any desire to learn Adobe Audition, well, feel free to share the class with everyone you know. mikemurphy.co/Domestika. And finally, if you do sign up for the class, or if you do take the class, leaving a review, hopefully positive, will actually really help the class spread on the Domestika platform and get discovered. So that's it. Any questions about making a course on Domestika or anything else that I can help you with, send me a message on any of my social channels, website, or via email at info@mikemurphy.co. I thank you for joining me today. I hope you join my one-man band, and together we can learn, create, and move forward. Cheers.